Well, we're trying to keep you abreast and informed of what's been going on out in the state legislative session this year. And joining us this morning is Democratic Representative Kathy Tyler of Big Stone City, who's on the line. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. And after that weather forecast, I don't know if I really want to go home this weekend.
I can't.
You know, face it. It's one of those things that, are you trying to keep me away or what? Good morning to you. Okay?
Well, and you too. I wish we had a better forecast, believe me. And this is one of those winters I think is kind of wearing on folks.
And I go, you know, you have to look at it the other way. Every day is one day closer to spring. You know, we just get through each day at a time.
So absolutely. Anyway, okay. There you go. I like an optimist.
Well, I'm trying. So what can I do for you this morning?
Well, let's talk. One of the things I know you've been very vocal about, and the legislature's had some conversation. Let's start probably with the hardest thing first, and that's the investigation into EB-5 and what's going on there.
Okay.
I mean, I know you've been one who thinks the legislature ought to really, you know, roll up its sleeves and get into what's going on with all of that with EB-5.
And I still do. It's been a long, struggle for me to get, well, for people who want a further examination of this whole thing, to get things out in the open and to get something going legislature-wise. There was a resolution passed in the House, and I'm sure it passed the Senate. I may be kidding, the Senate today, I don't know. And it was sponsored by the leadership. And what that would do, that would get the Government Operations and Audit Committee together, and they would be looking at the audits, and they would have subpoena power and be able to bring in, you know, people to testify as to, you know, the audits or whatever else. I also have a bill. It is bill number, let's see here, 12 HB 2224. And what that does, it creates a Legislative Economic Development Investigative and Oversight Committee. And I like my bill a whole lot better than I like the resolution. And for a couple of reasons, the resolution is just a resolution that has no teeth in it. And they're really pushing it as this is the end all, and we will, you know, figure out all the problems and find the solutions and everything. But a bill will put teeth into that. My bill is totally bipartisan, equal number of Republicans and Democrats. It has money in it. It sets a time frame, and it gets right down to the nitty gritty of finding out or examining the entire, you know, Northern Beef Packers, Veblen Dairy, EB-5 thing. And so I think, to me, it's a better way to go. I will be. It's been in the hopper. It's on the schedule for the Commerce Committee. It hasn't been scheduled yet, but I'm anxious for that testimony and for people to hear exactly a summary of what I've learned.
What's your sense of how that's going to go, and how open are lawmakers to really, to, you know, how receptive are they to your bill?
I'm going to give you an example. The other night, all of our bills had to be in by last Friday. So Thursday night after work, we were sitting there, and a Republican representative came and sat down. We were talking about another bill, and I showed him my bill, and I told him the story, what I had learned, a summary of everything going back to the history of EB-5, SDRC Inc., the Veblen Dairy, all the way through, and Epic Star, and the millions and millions of dollars that had been lost. By the time I was finished with my presentation, his mouth was hanging open, and he said, "Where do I sign?" So I think that once information gets out and people realize the scope and the extent of this issue, that I would hope that they would be open to this type of an oversight committee. That's what I'm hoping. I'm anxious for the hearing. I haven't had a chance to even give my summary of what I've learned, you know, in any place. E-Board has shut me out basically twice. And this hearing will give me a chance to tell people, okay, here's the history of the whole program, here are the issues all the way up from 2005 all the way to the present. So I'm anxious to get that out there.
7:14, Democratic Representative Kathy Tyler of Big Stone City joins us this morning. What are some of the things that maybe people are missing about all of this in the EB-5 investigation?
I think what they're missing is the amount of money that people of South Dakota have lost personally, and also the amount of money that South Dakota government, through future funds and tax rebates, have that amount of money that's been put into these programs that we've lost. It's gone. You know, you look at the Veblen Dairy, $13.8 million bankrupt. There were a lot of people up in that area who lost a lot of money because seed contracts weren't fulfilled. They were never paid for the feed that they sold. Contractors lost money. You look at the northern beef packers and a number of mechanics liens. You know, you look at the small businesses that were hurt horribly, to one small business actually going out of business because they lost so much money in this whole project. And what we need to realize is that by contract, our governor's Office of Economic Development had oversight on all of these projects. We were supposed to be monitoring all of the money that went into these projects, where that money went, and we did not do that. And that's what people need to realize, is that through a fault of our government, people lost this money. And that's what people need to realize.
Let's talk about the Opportunity Scholarship a little bit. I know you've got a bill out there that would open up the Opportunity Scholarship for students that open enroll to South Dakota. Yep. Tell us about that.
That was a fun one. I had a student from Elkton email me write me a letter last year. In fact, it was in through the post, got it in an envelope, and she wasn't writing for herself. She was writing for her friends because in Elkton, Elkton has consolidated with a Minnesota school, so there's a lot of Minnesota students that go to high school in Elkton, and they're not eligible for the Opportunity Scholarship because they're not South Dakota residents. And so I started looking into this, and come to find out that students who come into South Dakota from Minnesota or Iowa, that state pays total tuition for them to come to South Dakota. Okay, so it's not a free ride. But yet, even though they follow all of the, they achieve all of the ACT scores, they achieve the curriculum standards or the curriculum requirements, they're not eligible for the Opportunity Scholarship. So I did a little bit of research on it, and I presented it, and it did come out of committee yesterday. I think it's going to have a little bit harder time on the floor when it does get to the floor, but it's exciting because, to me, it's a bill that was brought to me by a constituent, a young constituent, and it's very, very common sense. You know, these Opportunity Scholarship students are the best and the brightest that South Dakota has to offer. And just to give them that little incentive to go to a South Dakota school, and looking at the fiscal impact, we're looking at probably 8 students total that would, take the opportunity for this Opportunity Scholarship. And statistics show that a third of those would stay in South Dakota. And these are your doctors, these are your engineers, these are your IT professionals. You know, so anything that we can do to get those kids to stay in South Dakota and to work here, better off we're going to be. And I have really a lot of good comments on it. So I'm excited about that one.
17 minutes past 7, Democratic Representative Kathy Tyler is on the line with us. What other things are you working on have caught your attention?
Oh, it caught my attention. There were 3 bills that were constituents talking about. Another one was the blue light on ambulance vehicles. A young man from Redfield brought that to my attention, and that passed out of committee and off the floor in a unanimous vote, which is really kind of nice. And right now, volunteer firefighters, when they're going to an emergency, and rescue personnel can put a blue light on their vehicle, which is not a license to speed or to break the law. Basically, it's just a warning to other drivers that they are on their way to an emergency. And this young man is an EMT, and he had had some, situations where he was on his way to an emergency, but people weren't aware, and so they weren't aware of where he was going, and so there's some situations in him getting to the emergency in an adequate amount of time. So right now, as the way it's going over to the Senate, I think it's going to be heard on Monday, that ambulance personnel can have this blue light authorization on their vehicle so that people know that they are on their way to an emergency. I had another one from another constituent about putting a veteran's designation on their driver's license to make that a little bit easier. I have a couple of others for the complaint process for pollution. If you see a pollution type of thing, kind of streamline the complaint process to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. And a couple of other things. And so it's been an interesting year. I'm really enjoying this year. Yes.
Well, listen, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us to let us know what you're up to. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And please keep in touch. And if anybody who's listening, please feel free to contact me about anything. I'm getting emails. We all get emails. I try to respond to every one of them. We've got some meandering water issues that are going to be coming up, I'm sure. That bill is out there. That's going to have a whole lot of people visiting with us. And we have a come home to hunt bill that's gathering a lot of talk. And so just keep in contact with us and listen to your radio, read your newspapers. And, yeah, we enjoy hearing from you.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And we will check back in with you during the session again. Thanks so much. That's Democratic Representative Kathy Tyler of Big Stone City.